Gee, I can hardly wait.
Why, Kathleen?
Because it's time to hear Danny O'Neill.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
You're right, Kathleen. It's time for the songs of Columbia's young romantic tenor, Danny O'Neill.
Hello, Danny.
Hiya, Mascot. How about you passing on the word about the songs today? Here's the list.
Okay. Confession.
Mm-hmm.
If I Loved You.
That's right.
I Never Knew.
Mm-hmm.
And An Irish Lullaby.
Right you are.
Which one are you going to sing first, Danny?
Well, let's see. I think I've got a little bit of confessing that I better get off my mind.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. I need you every moment, in your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again. Guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Tell me a story, Danny.
A story? Okay, Kathleen. Did you ever hear about the little bird that no one loved?
No. What kind of a bird was he?
Well, he was a long-billed, pink-feathered clop-clop, of the northern variety of clop-clops who make their nests out of swizzle sticks.
Oh, well, why didn't anyone love him?
Well, because he couldn't fly. So he never had a very good time because he couldn't get around like other clop-clops could. He cried and he cried and he cried and... Well, that's the end of the first chapter.
Tell me another chapter, Danny.
Well, chapter two will have to wait till I sing this little song.
Okay, I'll wait.
If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you. I'd go mist of day.
Chapter 2 almost as exciting as Chapter 1 was?
Oh, yeah, more exciting. Because it's in Chapter 2 that our little friend, the young, long-billed, pink-feathered Clop-Clop, meets up with a terrible accident.
Oh, what happened, Danny?
Well, his little brother, Clop-Clop, got very restless one night and gave our little Clop-Clop a real mighty shove. And Clop-Clop lost his balance, and he slipped on those swizzle sticks, and he stumbled right towards the edge of the nest.
Oh, gee, what happened? He couldn't fly.
Well, you'll just have to wait till the next chapter, Kathleen, because right now it's time to sing a little song.
I never knew that roses grew, or if skies were blue or gray. Never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say. I never knew that dreams come true and took your care away.
Okay, Danny, tell me the rest of the story.
Okay, let's see now. Where was I?
Clop-Clop was falling off the nest.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did fall out of the nest, Kathleen. And what do you know, he landed in a beautiful rose bush. So he just sat there for a minute, sort of stunned. And then, you know what he did?
What?
Well, he started to sing. And he sang and he sang and he sang. He sang everything from highbrow stuff to boogie-woogie and back to highbrow again. And what do you know? He got to be the most popular bird in town. Everybody loved him.
Gee, that's marvy.
Sir, that Clop-Clop lived happily ever after, which just goes to show you that a bird who can sing is worth a couple on the wing.
Gee, that's a swell story. You know, Danny, you're almost like that bird yourself, because you're always singing.
Okay, Kathleen, I can take a hint. And here's a little lullaby just for you.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me today. Oh,
Of Danny O'Neill, brought to you by CBS Monday through Friday. Music for the program is by Ruby Newman and his orchestra. The Songs of Danny O'Neill will come to you tomorrow afternoon at the same time over many of these same stations. If you live in the New York area and would like to see Danny O'Neill and Kathleen in person, be sure to write to CBS Today for tickets to their show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.